it. There are probably more. But there's like this om thing. Anybody know what I mean by om? Eastern religions, they meditate. They go, om. And it's samey, samey, samey. And then, of course, the words are just not the word of Christ. I will just say that. Now, you might like them. They might make you cry. But they don't build a faith in you. They don't send you out with a gur in your tank. The music, the words first have to be the word of Christ. But then the music, the melody needs to have that same voice. It needs to give expression to what the words are saying. Then I've noticed this funerary music. And it's really out of the world. I mean, you just go in any bar room, any club, you'll see it. And it don't know what to tell you, but it is very depressing. I call it funerary music. And it is so sad. I don't know where we got the idea that slow was worship. If you're going slow, it better be full of the glory of God. If it's better be lifting you, lifting, 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 lifting. Hallelujah. And it's so sad. And then the singing that they do with it is that it has that little tear in the voice. Okay, that's just for free. But listen also to the melody, not just to the words. The melody has a voice, and it needs to say what Jesus did for us. Who he is, who we are in him, who he is in us, what we can do through him. Hallelujah. Making a melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Everyone stand to your feet. And I'm going to pray for you. And then we'll squeet. Father, I lift up this precious congregation. You sent me with this word for them this week, and so I believe that we're ready for it, and they're able to seize it and move forward with it. When I come back, I'll be so impressed. Yes. If they ever invite me back. So we pray for them that they may really come to know practically through experience for themselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. That they may be filled through all their being unto all the fullness of God. That they may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body both individually and corporately, wholly filled and flooded with you yourself. Now unto you, who is able to do exceeding abundantly, far over and above all that we ask or think. Unto you be glory. Hallelujah. In Harvest Point Church by Christ Jesus. World without end. Amen.